Creation is timeless, and so is the human spirit. 45. The teaching of this knowledge is extensive and not simple, but it is the way to life that is diverse in its nature. 46. The human life is destined for perfection of the spirit, in order that life be lived in fulfillment thereof. 47. Even when humans burden themselves with mistakes, they act according to a law of creation, because they learn from them and gather insight and knowledge, whereby they develop their spirits, and through their spirits' strength they are able to act. 48. Without making mistakes it is impossible, therefore, to gather the logic, insight, knowledge, love and wisdom necessary to develop the spirit. 49. Truly, I say to you, the teachings of the chief priests, Pharisees and scribes are erroneous and false when they tell you that a mistake would be punished by God or creation when, in fact, the mistake serves the insight and knowledge, and hence the progress, of the spirit. 50. Therefore there is no punishable mistake, if it serves the insight, knowledge and progress of the spirit. Likewise, there is no inheritable mistake or punishment in this world or another world. 51. Punishment of such a mistake would contradict all the laws of nature and thus all the laws of creation. 52. When one makes a mistake that serves the insight, knowledge, and progress of the spirit, there is no punishment, neither in this life nor in any subsequent life. 53. Thus humans live with the mission of perfecting their spirits and obtaining insight and knowledge through mistakes, so that they may lead the lives for which they were destined. 54. Humans, however, neither learn consistently nor in accordance with the greatness of their spirit, which is guided by the laws of creation and introduced to situations that must sequentially ensue, for they were destined. Thus humans mislead their consciousness, their thinking, feeling and actions. They burden themselves with guilt and expose their inner selves to attacks from outside forces. 55. In this manner the power of consciousness of others affects the life of the individual, or better or worse. 56. Because humans at this time are beginning to think and perceive, they were in need of the teachings. Thus the prophets have been sent by the celestial sons to teach humankind about the true laws of creation and the knowledge regarding life. 57. But the people are still ignorant and addicted to the false laws of the chief priests and distorters of the scriptures. Consequently, they do not recognize the new teachings as truth. 58. Lacking understanding, the people curse the truth which yet must come. They curse, stone, kill and crucify the prophets. 59. But since the teachings of the truth must be brought to the people, the prophets have to bear great burdens and suffering under the curse of the people. 60. Just as they persecuted many prophets, they are now after my life. 61. The prophecy of the inexorable destiny says that it shall come true for me, and so far that I, an innocent man, will be declared guilty. 62. However, it will not come to pass that I am killed, but while in a state of near death, I will be considered dead for 3 days and 3 nights. I will be placed in a rock tomb, so that the sign of Jonah will be fulfilled. 63. My friends from far away India, who are well versed in the art of healing, will be my caretakers and will help me flee from the tomb on the third day, so that I then may finish my mission among the people of India. 64. It shall come to pass that I will attain a certain insight, increase my knowledge and generate a new strength in spirit and consciousness. Chapter 19. The Nature of Child's Thinking. I. It came to pass that the disciples stepped up to Jmanuel and asked, "Who is the greatest in spirit?" 2. Jmanuel called a child to him, placed the youth in their midst. 3. And spoke, "Truly, I say to you, unless you change and become like the children, you will not become great in spirit. 4. Those who search, seek and gather insights and thirst for knowledge like this child will be great in spirit. 5. Those who search, seek and find like such a child will always reach their fullest potential within themselves. 6. But whosoever does not heed this truth and embraces erroneous teachings, and neither searches nor finds, would be better off with a millstone hung around the neck and drowned in the deepest part of the sea. 7. Truly, there is no sense in life and no fulfillment of its meaning without searching, seeking and finding. 8. It would be better to expel those who lack understanding from the company of the true seekers and of those who search for true life, so that they do not hinder those willing to seek the truth. 9. The unreasonable ones will surely be willing to heed the laws of creation in their lives after their expulsion. 10. Woe to the world for our troubles, because trouble must come through troublemakers, but woe to those who cause troubles. 2. Don't be concerned if your hand or foot troubles you and falls off. It is better to lose a limb and grow great in spirit than to have two hands and two feet and a consciousness that remains small, or even wastes away. 12. Don't be concerned if an eye troubles you and becomes blind. It is better for you to see the laws of creation in the power of your spirit and consciousness than to have two eyes and yet be spiritually blind in consciousness. 13. See to it that you are not one of those who is sound in body but sick and lacking in consciousness. The errors of your neighbor. 14. Search for the meaning and truth in my teachings. Since I am human like you, I, too, have had to search and perceive. 15. Since I am human like you and have gathered my knowledge, you are also capable of learning, searching, perceiving and knowing. In so doing you may grasp and observe the laws of creation. 16. If your neighbor errs and embraces a falsified teaching, go and reveal their error in private. 17. If they listen to you, you have won your neighbor. 18. If your neighbor does not listen and continues to be enslaved by lack of understanding, leave that person be, for they were not worthy of your teaching. Once you have done everything possible. 19. It is better to let an unreasonable person walk on the path of misery than to bring confusion to one's own consciousness. 20. Truly I say to you, the heavens will collapse before an unreasonable person can be taught reason. Therefore, beware of such persons. 21. Sow the seeds of wisdom on fertile soil where they can germinate. 22. Because only the germinated seed will bring forth fruit. Chapter 20. Marriage, Divorce, and Celibacy. It happened that after Jmanuel had concluded these talks, he departed from Galilee and entered the land of Judea beyond the Jordan. 2. Many people followed him, and he healed the sick there. 3. The Pharisees approached him and tempted him by asking, "Is it right for a man to divorce his wife on any grounds?" 4. He answered, saying, "Truly, I say to you, stars would sooner fall from the sky than for divorce to be permissible." 5. Truly, a person will leave father and mother for the sake of marriage and will cling to their spouse, so as to become one flesh and blood. 6. So they are now no longer two, but one flesh and blood, which is uniquely theirs. 7. From one flesh and blood they bring forth offspring, who again are of the same flesh and blood as their father and mother. 8. What has been joined together in this way, man shall not part, because it is against the laws of nature. 9. Then they asked, "Why did Moses command that a decree of annulment be issued in case of divorce?" 10. He spoke to them, "Moses gave you permission to divorce because of the hardness of your hearts and his dominion over you. But such has not been the case from the beginning of humankind, for Moses had broken a law in this instance." 2. But I say to you, Whosoever divorces, except for fornication or the other stipulated transgressions, and marries someone else, commits adultery. 12. And the disciples said to him, If this is the way it is between a man and his spouse, then it is not good to marry. 13. But he spoke to them, Not everyone understands this message, except those to whom it is given. 14. Some do not enter into marriage because from the time of their birth they are incapable of it. Some do not enter marriage because other people have made them unsuited for it, and still others do not enter marriage because they renounce it for the sake of spiritual strength. 15. Those who can grasp this, let them grasp it. Blessing of the children. 16. Then children were brought to him, so that he would lay his hands on them and bless them. But the disciples rebuked them. 17. However, Emmanuel spoke, Let the children be and do not hinder them from coming to me, because they are my most attentive listeners, and theirs is the realm of wisdom. 18. And he laid his hands upon them and said, Learn knowledge and wisdom to become spiritually perfect, and true followers of the law. 19. Truly, I say to you, inasmuch as I am called Emmanuel, which means the one with godly knowledge, you, too, shall bear this name when you grasp the wisdom of knowledge. 20. And to his disciples he said, Truly, truly, I say to you, seek knowledge and recognize the truth, so that you will become wise. 21. Being named the one with godly knowledge indicates that I stand spiritually above kings and emperors. Therefore it says that wisdom is among us. 22. Thus I am the king of wisdom among earth humans, as God is the king of wisdom among the sons of heaven, who, together with God, are the creators of the three human lineages. 23. As I was born of an earth woman and speak her language, I am called Emmanuel, as God in his language is called God, which also means king of wisdom, and he is often the ruler over a human population and master over a people. 24. Seek and understand the meaning of my speech, lest you may be so bold as to call me the Son of God or the Son of creation, or assign to me the power of creation, or insult me by calling me the Lord over good and evil. 25. Behold the little children, they are not like you, they trust in the truth and wisdom of my speech, and therefore wisdom shall be theirs. So why do you push them away? 26. And he laid his hands upon them and departed from there. 27. As they were walking, Peter said to him, Behold, we have forsaken everything to follow you, what will we get in return? 28. But Emmanuel replied to them, Truly, I say to you, some of you who have followed me will embrace the wisdom of my teachings, so you will be spiritually great in reincarnations to come. But some of you will not recognize the wisdom of my teachings and will disseminate erroneous teachings about me. Those ones will have difficulty finding the truth in future incarnations. Blessing of the children. 29. So it will be among all earth humans everywhere from east to west, and from north to south. 30. My beneficial teachings will be brought to many, but they will not recognize them. 31. Many will follow erroneous teachings about me and therefore not find the truth, because they mistake me for God or his son, or perhaps even the son of creation. 32. They will speak big words and insist that they alone know the truth, because they will have fallen prey to an evil error and thus will follow evil and falsify teachings. 33. Many will be first among the people because they will think as humans in their deluded teachings, but they will be last in spiritual knowledge and small in their wisdom. 34. Wisdom will only exist where the knowledge about the truth bears fruit, and where the laws of creation are followed and respected. Chapter 21. Two blind persons. I. When they set out on their way to Jericho, many people followed him. 2. And behold, two blind persons sat by the wayside, and when they heard Emmanuel going by, they cried out, saying, O Lord, Son of a Celestial Son, have mercy on us. 3. The people threatened them to be quiet, but they screamed even louder, saying, O Lord, Son of a Celestial Son, have mercy on us. 4. And Emmanuel stood still and called out to them, asking, What do you want me to do for you? 5. They said to him, Lord, open our eyes so we can glimpse the splendor of the world. 6. And he had pity on them and asked, Whose power, do you suppose, is it that can make you see? 7. They replied, The power of creation, which is in the laws. 8. Emmanuel was astonished and said, Truly, so far I have never found such faith and knowledge among these people. Be it done to you as you expect. 9. And he touched their eyes and immediately they could see, and they followed him. 10. As they went on their way, Emmanuel taught the people with sincerity, and he spoke, too. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you are knowledgeable and comprehending and embrace wisdom, and if you practice love truthfully and do not doubt, not only will you do such things with blind eyes, but when you say to the fig tree, dry up, it will dry up. Or when you say to a mountain, lift yourself up and throw yourself into the sea, it will come to pass. 12. Be knowledgeable in truth and wisdom, so that your spirit and your consciousness will become powerful. 13. And when you are knowledgeable and live in the truth of wisdom, your spirit and your consciousness will be filled with infinite power. 14. Then everything you command or ask for in prayer, you will receive if you trust in it. 15. Do not suppose, however, that prayer is necessary, because you will also receive without prayer if your spirit and your consciousness are drained through wisdom. 16. Do not delude yourself by heeding the falsified teachings that a person has a predetermined will, because this belief is wrong. 17. Know this, whatever a person may wish to accomplish, they must always first create the will to do so, because this is the law of nature. 18. Thus a person determines the course of their life, known as fate. 19. But it is a fact that one must acquire knowledge and learn the truth in order to engender a will that is imbued with the laws. 20. Consider yourselves as people who live in order to learn and perfect the spirit. 21. Because you were born with the task of becoming perfect in spirit. 22. Pay no attention in the future when the erroneous teaching will be spread that humans must once again perfect themselves in spirit because they have fallen away from creation. 23. Beware of this false teaching, because it is wrong down to the final dot on the I. 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, humans were never perfect in spirit and thus they have never fallen away from creation. 25. The spirit of each person is created specifically for the task of perfecting itself and gaining wisdom. 26. This is so as to become one with creation as destined by the laws, whereby creation grows and expands within, and thus perfects itself. 27. And as the spirit within a person is a unity, so is creation a unity within itself, and no other powers exist besides it. 28. Within itself, creation is pure spirit and therefore infinite power, because it is one within itself, and nothing exists outside of it. 29. Therefore, beware of the false and adulterated future teachings that will insult me when they call me the Son of Creation and the Son of God. 30. From these false teachings, lies will be spun, and because of them the world will suffer much deprivation and misery. 31. Pay no attention to the erroneous future teachings which will endeavor to combine the spirit and creation and me into one, creating from them a threefold entity, which in turn should be a unity again. 32. Beware of these false and adulterated teachings of the future, because a trinity is impossible according to the logical laws of creation. 33. Truly, I say to you, the princes suppress their people, and the mighty use violence against them. Similarly, the forthcoming religious sects will use violence, when they adulterate my teachings and disseminate them. 34. So beware of them and do not permit yourselves to be forced into carrying the yoke of these false teachings. 35. But this does not have to happen to you. Instead, you should be great and learn and teach the truth. 36. As I have come to teach truth and knowledge among the people, so you should keep on reaching, in order that the truth may indeed prevail. Chapter 22. Entry into Jerusalem. As they approached to Jerusalem at Bethphage near the Mount of Olives, Emmanuel sent forth two of his disciples and said to them, 2. Go into the village that lies ahead, and forthwith you will find a female donkey tied to a post and a foal with her. Untie her and bring her to me, because she is a present to me and is only temporarily being kept there at the stable. 3. And if anyone questions you, say, Emmanuel of Nazareth needs her. And right away he will let you have her. 4. The disciples went there and did as Emmanuel had told them. 5. They brought the female donkey and the foal, and they laid their clothes on the old animal, and he mounted it. 6. When the people heard that Emmanuel, the king of wisdom, was coming, they spread their clothes on the path. Others cut branches from the trees and scattered them on the path. 7. And the people who walked ahead of him and those who followed him shouted and said, Hail to the descendant of David! Praise be to him who comes to proclaim anew the teachings of truth. 8. And when they entered Jerusalem, the whole city became excited and asked, Who is it that's coming? 9. The people replied, It is Emmanuel, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee, who brings anew the teachings of truth. Purging of the Temple. 10. Emmanuel went into the temple in Jerusalem and became furious when he saw that traders, vendors, dove merchants and money changers had established themselves there. 2. Emmanuel was very upset and said to them, It is written, The temple is to be a place of teaching and a place of contemplation. But you make it into a den of thieves. 12. In his anger he overturned the tables of the money changers and the chairs of the dove merchants, and he drove them all out with a donkey driver's whip. 13. And the blind and lame came to him in the temple and he healed them all. 14. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the great deeds he was performing, and the people as they shouted in the temple, saying, Hail to the descendant of David! They became indignant. 15. When they asked him, Do you hear what these people are saying? Emmanuel said to them, Are you so afraid of the truth that it angers you? 16. And he left them there and departed from the city for Bethany, where he stayed overnight. Back in Jerusalem. 17. And when Emmanuel returned again to the temple and taught, the chief priests, scribes, and the elders of the people came to him and asked, By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you the authority? 18. But Emmanuel answered, saying to them, I, too, want to ask you a question, and if you answer it, I will tell you by whose authority I am doing everything. 9. Whence came the baptism of John? From creation or from men? 20. They pondered the question and spoke among themselves. If we say it was through creation, then he will reply, Why don't you trust in it? And why aren't you following its laws? 21. But if we say it was through men, then we must fear the people because they consider John a prophet. 22. And so they answered Manuel, saying, We don't know. 23. Thereupon he replied to them, You brood of snakes and vipers, neither will I tell you by whose authority I act. 24. But what do you think? A man had two sons and went to the first one and said, My son, go and work the day in the vineyard. 25. He answered, saying, Yes, father, I will go. Yet he did not go. 26. So he went to the other son and said, My son, go and work the day in the vineyard. 27. But he answered and said, I don't want to do it and therefore I will not go. However, he soon felt remorse and went. 28. Now I'll ask you, which of the two did the will of the father? And they said, The latter of course. 29. But Manuel spoke to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the publicans and prostitutes will recognize the wisdom of knowledge before you do. 30. John and the prophets came to you and taught you the right way, and you did not trust them, but the publicans and prostitutes did trust them. And although you recognized it, you nevertheless did not do penance and change your mind, so that you would trust them from that time on. 31. You know the truth, and yet you deny it in order to profit in gold, silver and goods and enrich yourselves at the expense of the poor, misguided people. You mislead and exploit them in the name of the faith. 32. But listen to another parable about a vineyard, and perhaps you will understand, if you have not lost your minds. 33. There was a lord of a large property who planted a vineyard, built a fence around it and dug a cellar therein. He built a tower, leased the vineyard to vine dressers and left the country. 34. When the time for the great harvest arrived, and with it the payment of the lease, he sent his servants to the vine dressers so that they would collect the lease payment due him. 35. The vine dresser seized his servants, beat one, tortured the other and stoned to death the third one. 36. Again the Lord sent out other servants, more this time than the first. However, the vine dressers treated them the same way as they did the servants before. 37. Finally he sent the son of his administrator to them and said, They will be afraid of the administrator's son. 38. But when the vine dressers saw the son of the administrator, they spoke among themselves, This is the heir, come let's kill him and take over his inheritance. 39. They seized him, pushed him out of the vineyard and killed him, so they thought. While presuming him dead, they put him in a tomb where he remained in a state of near death for 3 days and 3 nights, and then he fled. Thereupon he returned to the lord of the vineyard and reported to him. 40. Now when the lord of the vineyard heard what had happened to the son of the administrator, what do you think he did? 41. They replied to him, He probably had the villains punished and banished and turned his vineyard over to other vine dressers who paid his lease at the proper time and, surely, he turned over the inheritance to the administrator's son in advance. 42. Manuel spoke to them, You have recognized the meaning, and you have also read it in the scriptures. The stone that the builders threw away became the cornerstone. 43. Therefore I tell you, I am like the son of the administrator of the vineyard, and you are like the vine dressers that leased the vineyard. 44. My teachings truly are not foreign to you and you are well acquainted with them, for they have already been given, handed down, and made known to you by the prophets. 45. But if you disregard, falsify and interpret them to your advantage, you are also calling me a liar. Thereby you also call God a liar, upon whose resolve I was begotten by one of his kind and stand before you as a prophet. 46. Therefore I say to you, peace and joy shall be taken from you and your people for all eternity, and all shall be given to a people who bring forth their fruits. 47. If you disregard and trample on all the commandments of God, who is the ruler over this and the two other human lineages in the north and the east, you shall be disregarded and trampled upon for all time.